Last year, just about this time of the year, I asked the congregation a question. And this year, I'm going to start with the same question. Now, some of you may have been at that Mass last year. And if you were, of course, the minute you hear the question, you're going to know the answer. But many of you may not have been at the Mass, so I'm going to start with the question. Now, if you know the answer, don't blurt it out. Just answer it to yourself, and then we'll maybe have a show of hands. And the question is this, and because I see some giggles, I know some of you were here last year. During the Christmas season, what is the most commonly heard expression? What's the one expression that everybody uses over and over again during the Christmas season? You got it? And of course, the answer is batteries included. Now, how many of you thought that? Nobody. Now, that's strange. Batteries included is a very important expression this time of the year. Suppose you get a gift for Christmas and it's an electronic device and the batteries aren't included. It doesn't have any way to connect to its power source. You know where I'm going, don't you? If it's not connected to its power source, it's not going to work. And I made the analogy that the same is true with your life. The source of power for your life is God. So you've got to stay connected to God or your life won't work. Now this year, I'm not going to start with that question. Because of the gospel message, I'm going to start with a statement. And my statement that I thought of as I read the gospel during the Christmas holiday is this. During Christmas season, the second most frequently heard and used expression is, read the owner's manual and follow the directions. And that too is important, because if you get that device for Christmas and you get it connected to the batteries, but you don't know how to turn it on, it's not going to work. Holy Scripture is the owner's manual for life. Make the time, the analogy is, make the time to read Holy Scripture and follow the directions. Now, in the gospel today, Holy Scripture, John is giving the people directions. And what he is saying is, to have a successful life, to live life right, to make your life work, you must live your life for the benefit of others. God has given you many gifts. They are not for you to use solely and exclusively for the benefit of yourself. They are to be used for the benefit of others. He said to the soldiers, "You have power and authority over people. Don't abuse it." He said to the tax collectors, "You've been given financial responsibility. Don't use it to enrich yourself." And he said to the people in general, "God has given you so many gifts. Share them with others." You've heard the expression, life's not all about you. We all say that to each other when we get upset, right? And the reason that expression is used so commonly is because we all think life is all about us. And that's perfectly natural. It's perfectly okay to do that. It's part of the survival instinct. But the danger is, if you get to the point where solely and exclusively all you have a focus on is life is all about you, and you're trying to do everything you can just to benefit you, the irony is you harm yourself. Let me give you an example. But before I do, I'm going to digress just briefly in order to make the point. Let's suppose after Mass today, you go home, and for some reason, you take a bottle of iodine and you dab a little bit on the back of your hand. That's not going to make you uncomfortable. You might feel a little coolness. You could feel the sensation of liquid, but it's not going to be uncomfortable. However, let's suppose that on the back of your hand, there is a cut that's not healed. And now you dab iodine. Oh, that stings. If, as we continue our discussion this morning, you hear something that stings you a little bit, maybe that's an area of your life that you might want to examine. Maybe there's a little scratch in your personality that needs healing. If you live your life only to benefit yourself, it harms you. Think of someone you know who's a real pill, a real jerk. You know anybody like that? Don't raise your hand. A person who's full of themselves, opinionated, they're right, their way is the only way, their way is the only right way. They're cool, aloof, uninclusive, cliquish. Maybe that person with someone else is warm, vibrant, friendly, generous, kind, considerate, funny. Maybe they're only jerks with you because maybe they don't like you. Maybe they're not the problem. There was a man who was standing in the living room of his house, engaged in self-talk. We all do that. We talk to ourselves, not out loud, but we talk to ourselves, sometimes about ourselves, sometimes about others, sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. This gentleman was going through an internal thought process about his wife, and it wasn't positive. I almost forget to tell you. Anyway, he was saying to his wife, I don't know what's wrong with the woman. She never responds anymore. I say something and there's no response. And he thought, you know, for a while I thought maybe she was just being rude, but now I don't think that's what it is. Maybe she's going deaf. Boy, if she is, she's almost stone deaf. So he decided to try an experiment. He stood there in the living room. She was in the kitchen doing something. And he said in a normal voice, Martha, can you hear me? No response. And that irritated him. Anyway, he walked into the living room, which was adjacent to the kitchen. And then he said in a louder voice, Martha, can you hear me? No response. Now he was really irritated and agitated. And regretfully, I have to tell you, he was so rude. He stalked into the kitchen. He put his mouth up to his wife's ear. He cupped his mouth with his hand, and he literally shouted directly into her ear, Martha, can you hear me? To which she responded, Harry, for the third time, yes. Boy, talk about changing an attitude about who's the problem. To live your life successfully, you have to live your life for the benefit of others. That's the message in the gospel story today, the message of Christmas today. And here's how you do it. You do three things. Make the time to get connected and stay connected to God. He is the source of power for you. Make the time to read Holy Scripture. It is the owner's manual for your life. And finally, follow the directions. Oh, and by the way, there's one other expression you might hear sometimes during the Christmas season that I would like to share with you. Merry Christmas.